Adelaide Writers' Week has been cancelled and the Adelaide Festival Board has departed following the resignation yesterday of Writers' Week director Louise Adler.
When we look back on this history, we will see a masterclass in poor governance, an act of cultural vandalism, a moment when 180 writers said we will not support censorship.
That was Louise Adler speaking on the ABC's 7:30 last night. The decision to disinvite Palestinian-Australian writer Randa Abdel Fattah and the subsequent boycott of dozens of other writers is now threatening the future of one of the country's most important artistic events. Greg Mackey is an arts practitioner, former City of Adelaide councillor and founder of the Adelaide Festival of Ideas. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Jade. Good morning.
A lot has happened over the past 24 hours, as I outlined there in the introduction. How are you feeling this morning about where this has all ended up?
I'm feeling most firstly for the writers who with the cancellation of the festival of Writers Week, have lost their platform to connect with readers and to connect with each other. Adelaide Writers Week for 65 years has been one of the, well, certainly the nation's and one of the world's great writers' festivals. Once upon a time called a literary festival, but perhaps now in its own way more a festival of as much a festival of ideas as it is of literature. I understand the decision taken by management of the Adelaide Festival Corporation to pull the plug this year, given the heat in the room. I completely support Louise Adler's principled position, and having been around Adelaide Festival and Adelaide Writers' Week throughout the 1990s and onwards with a connection to the Festival Corporation through the Adelaide Festival of Ideas, I can absolutely understand the massive amount of internal and external heat that has been generated as a result of this decision.
So do you think that Randa Abdel Fattah should have been disinvited from Writers' Week?
I think that was a decision taken too late, a knee-jerk reaction, and in all probability out of, in part, a genuine desire to play ball, given the Premier's expressed views, which, whilst legally stopping short of direction, are in fact in South Australia, the Premier is the most powerful and influential person in public life and in political life. It is therefore understandable, I think, ill-judged, but understandable that the former, now former board, took the knee-jerk decision that they did, but it was the wrong decision, in my view.
I believe the government has now announced a replacement board. Is that enough to keep the festival more broadly on track following the collapse of Writers' Week, do you think?
I do believe so. I know all of the four people who have so far been announced, and I believe there will be more announcements in the very near future. The interim chair, Judy Potter, who spent 9 years as chair of the Adelaide Festival Corporation, the immediate past chair, is a very, very experienced cultural governance practitioner and expert, and Rob Brookman, as the eminence degree of the arts in South Australia, as the former artistic director of the Adelaide Festival, former chief executive of the Adelaide Festival, state theatre company, and the list goes on, is a very, very well respected cultural leader who will connect with artists and arts companies, not only here but around the world, in relation to the program that we are still looking forward to enjoying presented in Adelaide in March.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Greg Mackey, respected Adelaide arts practitioner and founder of the Adelaide Festival of Ideas, is my guest as we talk about the Adelaide Writers' Week being cancelled. In her opinion piece announcing her resignation as Writers' Week director, Louise Adler argued that boards made up of people with little experience in the arts had been unnerved, in her words, by political pressure. You've spent a lot of time involved in the arts world. What's your view on that argument?
I think that's a very sound observation on Louise Adler's part. The lack of arts, practical arts sector, arts industry experience around the board was a very glaring shortcoming, I think, of the, with no disrespect to the individuals, but a very glaring shortcoming of what is a politically appointed board.
Just explain for us, for people who haven't been to this festival or who aren't from South Australia, how important is this event each year, the festival more broadly I'm speaking about there?
Of course. The Adelaide Festival is so hardwired into our cultural and social DNA, and it's enfant terrible, sibling the Adelaide Fringe, largest in the Southern Hemisphere, is that they are intrinsically connected to our identity, our sense of difference, and indeed the city and the greater metropolitan area and regional South Australia. It's fundamental to our sense of identity.
Has significant reputational damage been caused here? Do you think that the festival can recover from that?
With an eye to history, this is not the first rodeo in terms of cultural and artistic tension and public and a public response and a political response. The brand for the Adelaide Festival is incredibly strong, and the goodwill nationally and internationally toward the Adelaide Festival is amazingly strong. I hope out of this recent drama that a future board will have a more careful regard to the role and function of a writers' festival as a mixing pot of ideas, a place for civil and civilized debate, a place where ideas can be shared and tempered and tested. And that is what the hundreds of thousands of people who flock to Adelaide Writers' Week every year have come to appreciate.
Greg, thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure.